This is Audiophile Magazine, providing news and reviews of recent releases of audiobooks. I'm Sandy Henschel. Hello, and welcome to today's readings of selections from the February-March issue of Audiophile Magazine. On today's program, we have reviews in Young Adult Listening, including a review of Before the Devil Breaks You, The Diviners, Book 3 by Libba Bray, and It's an Earphones winner, read by January Lavoie. Then we'll hear an interview with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and a review of his memoir for young people, Becoming Kareem, Growing Up on and Off the Court. It's written by Jabbar with Raymond Obstfeld and narrated by Jabbar. Let's get right to it. Our first review today is an Earphones winner. As you know, Audiophile awards earphones to truly exceptional presentations that excel in all the following criteria: narrative voice and style, vocal characterizations, appropriateness for the audio format, and enhancement of the text. In the print version of the magazine, many of our reviews display a QR code, which, when you scan it with your smartphone, will play a sound sample of the book. I'll let you know when a review has a QR code, and if you don't have a smartphone, you can still hear sound samples of most of our titles at www.audiophilemagazine.com. Our first young adult listening review today is Forest of a Thousand Lanterns, Rise of the Empress, Book 1 by Julie C. Dow. It's an Earphones winner, read by Kim May Guest. Reimagining the Evil Queen legend, Dow recounts the story of a peasant girl's quest to become empress. Kim May Guest's narration emulates not only Ji Feng's ruthlessness in trying to fulfill her destiny, but also a young woman's determination to keep her morals along the way. Pieces of the story are carried over from the original, including aspects of the notorious villainess. Guest's flowing voice changes inflections as Ji Feng transforms over the course of the audiobook. Listeners follow this young woman as she literally loses herself to the darkness inside her. With this powerful narration, we see her innermost thoughts and can empathize with her, even through her terrible actions. Carrie Griffin wrote that review of Forest of a Thousand Lanterns, Rise of the Empress, Book 1 by Julie C. Dow. It's an Earphones winner, read by Kim May Guest, and it's available from Listening Library for 13.5 hours unabridged, ages 14 and up. Continuing in young adult literature, we have Before the Devil Breaks You, The Diviners, Book 3 by Libba Bray. It's an Earphones winner, read by January Lavoie. Narrator January Lavoie shines in this third installment of the Diviners series. In 1920s Harlem, the Diviners, a disparate group of preternaturally gifted young people, work to discover the source of their powers as a new threat to the equilibrium between good and evil emanates from a local asylum. The story is a striking blend of history, magic, horror, and romance, and Lavoie's narration highlights each element through clear enunciation, careful pacing, and dramatic flair. Despite the considerable number of characters and their intersecting storylines, Lavoie never misses a beat, demonstrating a wide range of vocal dexterity and skill that creates the impression of an ensemble. Listeners are encouraged to begin at the beginning of this planned 4 audiobook series and enjoy Lavoie's mastery. Andrea Smith wrote that review of Before the Devil Breaks You, The Diviners, Book 3 by Libba Bray. It's an Earphones winner, read by January Lavoie. It's available from Listening Library for 21.5 hours, unabridged, ages 12 and up. Our next young adult listening review is Given to the Sea. Mindy McGinnis wrote it and it's read by Felice Smith, Sunil Malhotra, Robbie Damon, and Alex McKenna, and it's an Earphones winner. This ensemble cast gives a superb performance, presenting the characters of the Kingdom of Stille in this young adult audiobook. Narrator Monica Felice Smith, as Kosa, the Given, envelops herself in her role as the young woman who is doomed to be taken by the sea. Robbie Damon infuses Vincent, the heir to the throne of Stille, with uncertainty and indecision as he searches for his place in the kingdom. Alex McKenna, as Dara the Indiri, is a fierce and determined warrior fighting to win Vincent's love. Sunil Malhotra colors the voice of Wit the Lithos with intelligence and cunning as she schemes to invade Stille. Together, they reveal the events and characters in this first of two Given fantasies. Elaine E. Sumner wrote that review of Given to the Sea. It's written by Mindy McGinnis. It's an Earphones winner, read by an ensemble cast, and it's available from Listening Library for 11.5 hours unabridged, ages 14 and up. Next we have Far From the Tree by Robin Benway. It's an Earphones winner, read by Julia Whalen. Narrator Julia Whalen animates the three characters in this engrossing 2017 National Book Award winner. Whalen shows teen Grace's torment when she puts her child up for adoption and the heartbreak that motivates her to find out about her own adoption. Soon, Grace builds bonds with Maya and Joaquin, siblings who were given up by the same birth mother. Maya has been adopted by loving parents but is breaking up with her lover, Claire, as her adoptive parents separate. Whalen's portrait of Joaquin, who has spent most of his life in foster homes, is the most complex. He distrusts himself and questions positive relationships. Resolution for him is particularly heartfelt and joyful. Whalen poignantly animates the pain of each character and the comfort found in their reunion. Susie Wilde wrote that review of Far From the Tree. It's by Robin Benway, an Earphones winner read by Julia Whalen. It's available from Harper Audio for 9 hours unabridged, ages 12 and up, and the magazine does carry a QR code. Next in young adult listening, we have I Am Not Your Perfect Mexican Daughter. It's written by Erica L. Sanchez, and it's read by Kyla Garcia. Narrator Kyla Garcia's portrayal of Julia, a first-generation Mexican-American daughter of undocumented immigrants, brings the frustrated, angst-ridden teenager to life. After her sister's accidental death, Julia struggles with the expectation that she will step into her sister's role, giving up her own ambitions. Julia's depression and anxiety, as well as her grief over her sister's death and distress of discovering her sister's secrets, are deftly voiced through the inflections and other vocal cues. Garcia gives each of the secondary characters a unique voice, including an appropriate accent, despite some slightly distracting mouth sounds and often slow-paced narration, this coming-of-age story, timely topics make a worthy listen. Amanda Murphy wrote that review of I Am Not Your Perfect Mexican Daughter. It's written by Erica L. Sanchez. It's read by Kyla Garcia. And it's available from Listening Library for 9.75 hours unabridged, ages 14 and up. Next we have The Librarian of Auschwitz. It's written by Antonio Iturbi, and Lilith Thwaites is the translator. It's read by Marisa Callen, and Dita Kraus does a prologue. This powerful young adult novel introduces listeners to 14-year-old Dita Kraus, a Czechoslovakian Jew who, with her parents, was sent to Auschwitz in December 1943. Through meticulous research, including multiple correspondences with Dita, Antonio Iturbe paints an accurate picture of life in Auschwitz in all its horror. Marissa Kalin's narration straightforwardly tells the chilling but ultimately inspiring story with an unemotional delivery that emphasizes the amazing strength, hope, and courage that sustained the prisoners of Auschwitz in the face of incredible inhumanity and deprivation. An opening letter read by Dita herself, and an afterword recounting what happened to the real-life people who appear in the story, give this work the weight of history within a compelling tale. Nancy E. McCarty wrote that review of The Librarian of Auschwitz. It's written by Antonio Iturbe, Lilith Thwaites translated. It's read by Marissa Callan, and we have a prologue from Dita Kraus. It's available from Macmillan Audio for 13.5 hours unabridged, ages 12 and up. Just a reminder that you are listening to the February-March issue of Audiophile magazine. It's the magazine that wants you to discover the world of audiobooks. Okay, continuing with our reviews, our next review is An Enchantment of Ravens by Margaret Rogerson. It's an Earphones winner, read by Julia Whalen. Julia Whalen's skillful narration intensifies the drama in this stirring debut novel. Using pitch and deliberate pacing to full advantage, Whalen draws listeners into a romantic fantasy world of fairies who covet the creative ability of humans, using enchantment as currency. Isabel, a talented portrait painter, runs afoul of Rook, the autumn prince, and is drawn into the dangerous fairylands where nothing is as it seems, and horrors lurk at every turn. Whalen's energetic performance creates a perfect balance between fae and natural worlds. She sounds as comfortable voicing the fearsome Alder King as she does Isabel's sensible, loving aunt. Whalen deftly develops the growing attachment between Isabel and Rook, capturing the alternating moments of humor and melancholy and producing an altogether delightful listening experience. That review was by Sharon Grover. It is of An Enchantment of Ravens by Margaret Rogerson. It's an Earphones winner, read by Julia Whalen, available from Simon & Schuster Audio for 8.75 hours unabridged, ages 14 and up. Next, we have The Last of August, Charlotte Holmes, Book 2, by Brittany Cavallaro, read by Graham Halstead and Julia Whalen. Brilliant, intrepid Charlotte Holmes and ardent, pragmatic Watson are back in a second installment of Cavallaro's charming mystery series. Graham Halstead's sharp, earnest narration as Watson lends earnest urgency and introspection to the adventurous prose. Holmes and Watson attempt to solve a disappearance and protect themselves from threats at every step. A varying pace lends gentleness to intimate moments between dear friends, then quickens as danger and intrigue propel the mystery forward. While Halstead narrates the bulk of the story, Julia Whalen's crisp, somber interlude provides valuable insight into Charlotte Holmes. The characters are complex, conflicted, and engaging, their journey engaging and suspenseful. Kate S. Boudries wrote that review of The Last of August, Sherlock Holmes, Book 2, by Brittany Cavallaro, read by Graham Halstead and Julia Whalen. It's available from Harper Audio for 8.25 hours of unabridged listening. Now we'll take a break from these reviews and we will have Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. It's really crucial that we teach kids about critical thinking and how to discern the difference between what's good and what's bad. So says Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Known for his larger-than-life accomplishments, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, sports legend, cultural ambassador, and author, wants to address another important audience, young readers. His memoir, Becoming Kareem, Growing Up On and Off the Court, chronicles important lessons that he absorbed from a variety of teachers who guided his path, ultimately allowing him, as he writes, to walk that path on my own, confident in my own choices. Recapturing memories that range from early childhood to his basketball days, his story includes moments of joy, meeting with Wilt Chamberlain and Martin Luther King Jr., and of a searing betrayal, facing the high school coach who motivates him by calling him a racial epithet. He hopes to hold out a hand to others beginning their journey of self-discovery. For him, addressing this young audience came quite naturally. Just try to think like a parent. That makes it really easy because the issues are clear right away. If you've been a parent, you have a sense of what kids should be hearing, what to try to communicate in terms of values. It's especially important right now to consider what we're going through. The whole idea of people trying to do things with integrity is under attack. Stuff like fake news and people who don't have a very good track record with the truth, attacking other people for being dishonest. It's really crucial that we teach kids about critical thinking and how to discern the difference between what's good and what's bad. It's quite a job. Abdul-Jabbar is a disciplined writer. I try to adhere to my outline. I live and die with outlines. If you don't have that skeletal structure down, there's nothing there to flesh out. You can't just have an amorphous idea and hope it materializes. He laughs. You have to build from the inside out. At least that's how I see it. He adds that photographs helped him to bring the stories back. My dad was a camera nut. He was always taking pictures, so I had those to look at, and I have a good memory for stuff that happens, especially the emotional stuff. Even though I was never very demonstrative about my past, it's a vivid part of me. The author hopes that sharing his story is one way to effect change. What changes people's minds is having the patience, I think, to persist in explaining your point of view, so that when those moments arrive and people see something, they're open to it. And then you can, in very human terms, say, "This is what I'm talking about." The author thinks of his relationship with the legendary coach John Wooden. He had no idea, for example, of white privilege until he started traveling with me and seeing how I got treated. He said it revealed so much to him. I think that was very important, that moment, in his expanding his understanding of how prejudice actually is for those who experiences it. He pauses before adding, "I think it's great what's been happening recently. All these exposés of women talking about how they are constantly under attack. It's not like they have an opportunity to live a normal life. They have to be constantly on guard, cautious in ways that people don't understand until they walk a few steps in their shoes. Then you have a much better idea of what it's all about." Initially, Abdul-Jabbar was reluctant to narrate his book. "You know, I was really skeptical about doing it," he said, "but they talked me into it. So I went on ahead and did it, and it really made me relive those moments and tugged on the emotional aspects of these stories that still live within me." Like so much else in his life, the author found that with narrating, it pays to be prepared. It's a very physical task, on top of the intellectual and emotional effort. If you find yourself slouching and your voice fading, you've got to do something about that. People can tell that. They can hear it in your voice. In the end, he says, "I was glad I did it. I did it because it was my story and so particular to my life. I hope it helps people figure out who they want to be by giving them examples from my life of how I figured out who I wanted to be. I wish them good luck with that." Jesse C. Grierson conducted that interview talking with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and here's a review of his book, Becoming Kareem, Growing Up on and Off the Court. It's written by Jabbar with Raymond Obstfeld, read by the author. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar narrates his deeply engaging memoir, which includes events that shaped his life from early childhood to the beginning of his fame on the basketball court. Though he's not a professional narrator, his distinctive voice adds immense value to the listening experience. Abdul-Jabbar's level, low-key delivery creates the sense that he's chatting about his life in a companionable way, and chapters often end with suspenseful observation that prompt continued listening. Pivotal moments of astonished happiness, as when Wilt Chamberlain himself admires his long legs, and piercing discomfort, as when a best friend betrays him in middle school, are all the more striking for being delivered with restrained intensity. This audiobook creates a portrait of an impressive life lived against a backdrop of the civil rights movement. Jesse C. Grierson wrote that review of Becoming Kareem, Growing Up on and Off the Court by Kareem Abdul-Jabbar with Raymond Obstfeld, read by Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. It's available from Hachette Audio for 5.75 hours unabridged, and the magazine does carry a QR code. Okay, let's go back to our reviews in young adult listening, and we have Turtles All the Way Down. It's by John Green, read by Kate Rudd, and it's an Earphones winner. Popular author John Green's story is inspired by his own suffering with obsessive-compulsive disorder. Narrator Kate Rudd emphasizes the quick intelligence and high anxiety of high school junior Asa Holmes, who has an incapacitating fear of being infected with a deadly bacteria. Rudd offers poignant pictures of Asa's struggles through vivid portrayals of other characters. She colors Asa's mother with restrained worry and fierce protectiveness and gives a steady, calming voice to a wealthy Davis, Asa's old friend and potential new boyfriend. She paints Asa's oldest friend, Daisy, with animated concern and sometimes frustration. Rudd expresses most strongly Asa's sarcastic inner voice, which is so developed that it becomes a character. The convincing portrayals make it easy to see how Asa is hindered in loving, thinking, and living without fear. Susie Wild wrote that review of Turtles All the Way Down by John Green. It's an Earphones winner, read by Kate Rudd. It was a 2017 Best audiobook, and it's available from Listening Library for 8 hours, unabridged, young adult. Our next review is The Epic Crush of Jeannie Lowe by F.C. Yee, read by Nancy Wu. Once Jeannie Lowe's only concerns were college applications. That is, until the ancient Chinese Monkey King leapt upon her Silicon Valley school desk in the form of the scandalously handsome rebel Quentin Sun. Narrator Nancy Wu uses ample snark and deadpan humor as Jeannie balances her quest for the lives with Quentin's quest to harness her newfound superpowers to defeat an army of Chinese demons. Wu is serious when Jeannie ponders the stereotypes of her Chinese-American culture, but entertainment is her primary goal. She humorously portrays Jeannie's stereotypical Asian mother as she fawns over Quentin, thinking him part of a socially desirable family rather than the furry-tailed rabble-rouser from another millennium that he is. Imagine mythical Chinese characters as comic superheroes and villains, and you'll have the vibe of this campy adventure. Lisa Taylor wrote that review of The Epic Crush of Jeannie Lowe. It's by F.C. Yee, read by Nancy Wu, and it's available from Recorded Books for 8.75 hours unabridged, young adult. Next, we have Long Way Down by Jason Reynolds and Earphones winner, read by the author. This novel in verse, made to be read aloud, makes a compelling case for gun control. Its potency is increased by the narration of author Jason Reynolds, which buoys listeners through the intense, linked stories. Three poems into Will Holloman's first-person narrative, one learns about his brother. Sean is funny, tells stupid jokes, and was shot and killed. Reynolds excels at delivering dramatic pauses in the short poems, which are packed with sensory details and emotions that anchor listeners, even as they stun with painful beauty. Will enters a mystical elevator, a gun sticking out of his pants like a steel tail, his grief mixed with a desire for vengeance. As if the raw poignancy isn't enough, Reynolds' rich voice transports listeners to a strange reality in which Will is transformed by those from his past who have been killed by the very kind of violent act he is contemplating. Susie Wild wrote that review of Long Way Down by Jason Reynolds, an Earphones winner from the author. It was a 2017 Best Audiobook from Simon & Schuster Audio for 1.75 hours unabridged, ages 12 and up, and the magazine does carry a QR code. Well, that's our show for today, but I hope you'll plan to tune in next time when we have our regular feature, Listening With, this time with Angela Adams, a designer from Portland, Maine. Then we'll have reviews in science fiction and fantasy, including a review of Year One, Chronicles of the One, Book One by Nora Roberts, read by Julia Whalen. We'll follow that with an in-the-studio discussion of the extraordinary audiobook productions of Philip Pullman's Fantastic Worlds. So until next time, thanks for listening. This has been Audiophile Magazine from WXXI Reach Out Radio in Rochester, New York. Audiophile is also available online at www.audiophilemagazine.com. The audio producer for this show is Maureen Rich, and I'm Sandy Henschel. For more information on any of the books you've heard about today, contact your local library, Library for the Blind, or your favorite local bookstore. If you'd like to hear this program again, you can download a podcast of the show at our website, wxxi.org.